J.D. Vance rejects idea Iran will turn into forever war, no way. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 2, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance rejected the idea that Iran would turn into a forever war, stating there is no way that President Donald Trump would allow the United States to get into a multi-year conflict with no clear end in sight. During an interview with Fox News host Jesse Waters, Vance was asked about how people are comparing what is happening in Iran to another forever war, like Iraq or Afghanistan. Vance pointed out that in the case of Afghanistan, it was 20 years of not having a clear objective, and 20 years of the United States trying to bring liberal democracy to the country. In the case of Iraq, Vance explained, it was shorter, but the U.S. did not have a clear mission or definition. After Iraq and Afghanistan, some people say, oh, here we go again. Is that something here you're thinking about? Waters asked. The president has clearly defined what he wants to accomplish, Vance said. There's just no way, I said this before the conflict started, I'll repeat it again. There's just no way that Donald Trump is going to allow this country to get into a multi-year conflict with no clear end in sight, and no clear objective. What is different about President Trump, and it's frankly different about both Republicans and Democrats of the past, is that he's not going to let his country go to war unless there's a clearly defined objective, Vance added. He's defined that objective as Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, and has to commit long-term to never trying to rebuild their nuclear capability. Vance's comments come after Trump on Saturday announced that the U.S. and Israel had launched joint strikes on Iran, with the intent to destroy Iran's stockpiles of missiles. Over the weekend, Trump also confirmed the death of Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Breitbart News's John Hayward reported that several Iranian leaders, such as Ali Shamkhani, who had served as the Secretary of the Defense Council, and Abdulrahim Mousavi, the Chief of Staff of Iran's Armed Forces, were reportedly eliminated as a result of U.S. and Israeli strikes. In an update on Monday, U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, revealed that six U.S. military service members have been killed in action as part of the ongoing Operation Epic Fury.